Battle Born Injury Lawyers presents The Big Five at Five. Number five.
Me and RJ talked a little too long, so we'll just jump right into it. The 5 o'clock hour. Cofield and Company with no Steve Cofield. Sure, we'll be thrilled to find out RJ outed his vacation plans in the last hour, but don't listen to that. You can. We post the
but don't.
Archive. But
you
don't.
Can, but don't.
Don't listen. He didn't want anybody to know. All right. 10 years ago, we lost one of the great comedians of all time. Although, I think Ryan is going to make the argument that he likes Robin Williams better than George Carlin, who passed 10 years ago.
Shut up. I saw Robin Williams on my 21st birthday.
And you said he was fantastic.
He was fantastic. Listen, I'm fully aware that Robin Williams jacked material.
But it's not even that. Not funny. Read a transcript of Robin Williams one time.
How are you using that as the barometer if someone's are funny? It was all about the delivery and the passion and the energy.
Yes, all it was.
Yes,
energy.
Yeah. And it was way more than just
the accents and saying funny tones.
Yeah,
he's not actually funny.
You are a terrible person.
I'm not. It's true.
No, he is. Listen, we don't have enough time to talk about how great. I mean, he was a great actor. Dramatically, he was a hilarious human being with heart. He was completely and utterly himself at all times. I love Robin Williams, but this is not about Robin Williams. This is about, arguably, the greatest stand-up comedian to ever live.
I just really wanted you to have to defend your love
Robin Williams in the George Carlin conversation. Yes. Yeah, no, they're completely different people. Whereas, you know, Carlin had a lot of the you know, certain charisma and the energy and the passion that Williams had. He was very much, you know, a stand-up comedian, and cut from the cloth of, you know, what's the most interesting thing about Carlin for me is watching his kind of change or his progression as a comedian. Very much started as a, you know, Carson-esque, you know, suit and tie, very proper and kind of just classic funny guy, and he morphed into this monster of pop culture criticism and just political commentary and socioeconomic policy. He was, for me, I can't think of a more important entertainer in my life that helped shape my worldview as I sit here at 34 years old than George Carlin. He just, when I couldn't find the answers, when I couldn't explain what I was living, what I was watching, what I was seeing through my eyes as an American, Carlin had the ability to contextualize that and put it out to me so I could take it and make it a part of my personality. Mm-hmm. I owe a lot of who I am in a certain way to George Carlin, at least, you know, more so than your average entertainer or celebrity.
More than Robin Williams?
Yeah, without question. You bum. Sitting here making me disparage Robin Williams.
Just making sure that was the case. No, I think, first of all, everything you said, I'll will back up. I think he's phenomenal. I think he's one of the greatest of all time, and not just at stand-up, at the social commentary aspect of making things relevant and also funny at the same time. And I think it's the biggest tragedy of it. And I mean, he was an older guy. It's not like he died young. He was 71 when he died.
Yeah.
But to not have him around now, mm-hmm. Like right now, he would be so good.
We don't deserve him. No, we really don't. We really don't deserve George Carlin right now. He did and said everything he needed to before he passed, and he left a blueprint for future generations to follow and to listen to and to contextualize, and we didn't do anything with it. At least not enough.
Well, and I feel like you'd have some good material right now.
I think, yeah. I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, one of my favorite bits that Carlin did, I like later Carlin. I like curmudgeon Carlin more than any other version. Well,
that Carlin mocked me relentlessly for wearing my hat backward at his show.
Did he really?
Yeah,
he did. Well, hold on. Like, I got mocked one time when I was 8 years old by, like, a cruise ship comedian. Like, because I think he made some joke about how, like, I must have been from Texas and, like, ate a lot of steaks. I don't remember the joke, but I just remember he was a bum, and you got to be a bum to pick on an 8-year-old. But you got roasted by George freaking Carlin?
Yeah.
Elaborate.
Well, I mean, I think he thought I was older than I was.
Well, that sticks. I mean, you said you were under 40, and I don't buy that for one second.
I'm absolutely under 40.
Oh, that's up for debate. I don't care. But, I don't care what your driver's license is. Expired.
I believe I was 16 at the time, and like he was, like, you know, he's looking out and he's, you know, doing his, you know, he's kind of taking shots at a lot of people.
Sure.
And he's like, sir, after you cross the age of 18, you do not wear your hat like that. And just went into this whole thing about wearing their hat backward. And I'm like, I'm 16, bro. I don't know.
I can't believe you got roasted by George Carlin.
Yeah, he went in. he went in pretty good. Like, I wish I could remember exactly, like, yeah, some of the stuff, but it was not like, one comment. It was several. And I was just sitting there like, I didn't want to correct, like, stand up and say, I'm actually 16, so you're under 18.
Well, he
would doesn't hold up. I don't think it would have worked.
He would have had a reply to
I'm
it.
Sure
he would. Yeah, as soon as you would have opened your mouth, he would have absolutely murked you. Yeah. That has got to be one of the highlights of your life.
That's a bucket list thing.
No, I was just too conflicted about whether I should correct him or not.
Correct him?
I'm kidding.
Like, you were at any place to correct George Carlin?
Yes, with George Carlin gone 10 years and very, yeah, very much missed.
Number 4.
Jameis Winston, 3 games. This came down yesterday. We didn't really get into it. But Jameis Winston, we noted a couple months back that there was an investigation into whatever was going on in the Uber. There was a complaint filed against Jameis Winston several years ago. The investigation has been ongoing. And about a month ago, it leaked out. Investigation was pretty much done. Nothing there. Something changed in the last month.
Yeah.
Because now, whether they got new evidence, whether they talked to somebody that they hadn't talked to before, they have figured something out, and now it looks like he is getting 3 games. So we don't know what the evidence is yet, but something that happened in that Uber is going to cost Jameis Winston 3 games. Certainly not a great time for the Bucs. Certainly not a great time in Jameis Winston's career for this to happen. Just looks bad all around.
Well, he's got a track record with misogyny, right? And then the details of this story.
Does he?
Well, you're right. Your whole thing with the line he made, what was it, in the cafeteria? He was just joking.
He quoted a popular internet video.
Yeah, I know.
I don't think he's misogynistic.
Well, there's the whole rape thing. I get that. But again,
leave it to Chrissy to come in defense of, she's of like, the horrible man.
Was it just that?
Well, you know, Floyd's not so bad, and OJ, and I shouldn't throw Jameis in there.
No, because, I've taken time to read many of the reports and much of the stuff that was put out, and I if I had to make a determination, and obviously there was not a court case to go off or whatever, but if I had to make a determination, I don't think that he did it. But you don't know. It was accused, and now this has been accused, and now the other things that were going on. Like, there is a pattern going on, and whether that's a pattern of people know that they can make accusations and they're going to be believed because of his history, that's possible. I know people don't like him for a lot of reasons, including the stealing of the crab legs from Publix.
That was just bizarre.
Since we can hop on a DeLorean here and go back in sports controversy land, I always thought with that Publix issue that, and this is total, you know as well as I do, that in big college campuses and in those cities that there are deals worked out with athletes. And
yeah, I don't think it was the case there.
Well, I think that they had a deal. Like, hey, Jameis, you can come in whenever you want, grab some food for you and your family or whoever, you and your buddies, and he just caught a bad cashier that day. He when he was walking out, there was someone that wasn't in on the situation, and they kind of had to play damage control. That was because when something's so silly and so void of logic and reason, I tend to kind of try to find the most logical explanation. And at least for me, that was it. Now, when we talk about logic and reason and apply it to the many controversies that have surrounded Jameis through his career in college and now into the pros, this might be unfair, but where there's smoke, there's fire. When things continually happen, whether a couple of them are a little hearsay or maybe not exactly as we know them, the point is that incident after incident keeps following this guy. And there is a reason for that, right? And I don't care if it's because he's got a target on his head or for whatever. Go the Dak route, right? Be Dak Prescott. Maybe it's not just that simple, but, keep your head out of trouble. Just do what you need to do.
Dak had some issues in partying in Mexico.
He did.
It's very tough to be a young superstar.
Yeah, it is true. That is true.
And I know people hate to hear that, and I'm sure they're mad listening to it. It is. Think back to when you were, 20 to 25, and what some of the dumb things you did. I did a lot of really dumb things.
Oh, I'd be a problem right now. If you gave me a 6-figure salary, I'd be like Strawberry in 88. I would be like a problem. So I can't imagine being a 21-year-old rookie and getting millions of dollars. Like, I'm with you. It's a situation that the 99.99% of us will never have to understand or try to deal with, and these guys are. But you need good people around you. You need to make good decisions, and hopefully Jameis. And as you said, this happened years ago, and for the most part, he's been pretty clean. So hopefully he can put this behind him. The Bucks can try to get on with their season. It's going to be interesting to see what they do for those first 3 games and how they, if they can take one or two of those games. We'll see.
Tampa Bay columnist starts his column with, it's Tom Jones from the Tampa Bay Times. Trade him, waive him, cut him, whatever. Just get rid of him.
Jesus.
Pretty strong.
Seems a little excessive.
It does. And by the way, I think it's insane.
Also, you're Tampa. Good luck getting a better quarterback.
I do consider him to be a top half of the league starting quarterback.
That's fair.
You don't just find those guys anywhere. And you have to really think long and hard before you make that kind of a decision. But I think that those kind of, the more that comes out, the more that those kind of opinions are going
to
form.
And if you are going to get them, if you are going to try to get a player like Jameis Winston, you're going to have to get that player exactly how you got Jameis. Not through free agency. Because people are not clamoring to come down to Tampa Bay and trying to revive that franchise. You know what I mean?
I'll say this. The Bills get him, I'm back.
Oh, yeah?
Yep, I'm back. I'm in.
That's it. There you go, Buffalo. If you want Adam Hill back on Team Buffalo, all you got to do is go out and get Jameis.
Number three.
This one just jumped out at me. Don't have to spend a whole lot of time on it, but the NCAA appears to be on the verge of getting rid of AAU basketball, which is very, very weird. I mean, it'll still be around, but what they're going to do is change the model to where there's all these tournaments all around the country, a lot of them here in Vegas. High school age kids who are really talented travel around all over the country and play in different showcases and different events. Coaches under this proposal, it looks like it's going to go through, will be able to nominate a list of 35 guys they're looking at. All the college coaches around the country put 35 names together, and those players will all be invited to some different showcases around the country so that coaches can just go to these four different showcases instead of traveling around and seeing all these different kids playing around the country. Now, there's a couple of things wrong with that. First of all, that experience is gone for kids, which kids do enjoy it. I think it's a really corrupt process, but kids do have fun traveling around.
Well, this isn't fixing the corruption, is it?
Well, it is helping somewhat because it's more managed of who's playing where. It's more set up. The NCAA will control it more than individual AAU teams, and some of the operators of AAU programs, some of them are amazing, and I've gotten to know them over the years, and some of them are in it for themselves and are in it for nefarious reasons.
I never would have thought by adding the NCAA to something it would become less corrupt.
Well, yeah, that's true. But it's who's corrupting it, yeah. I guess, is the bigger thing. But the problem, one of the problems is so many times you hear cases of guys that aren't being recruited and they're just on an AAU team with some really good players, yeah. And then they're noticed. And like that is taking away opportunities for kids who are kind of under the radar a little bit. So I think that would be unfortunate. Like, they'll still have a chance, like, during their league seasons, but that's when teams are playing. They don't really get to watch guys. If you are being that much more selective in controlling who's getting invited, I think you are taking away some of those opportunities, and that's unfortunate. So we'll see how they move forward with that process for potential AAU.
Number two.
All right, I wasn't going to talk about this, but you decided to put it on your list of stories, so I will get into it. One of my favorite comedians in the comedian slash actor, whatever it is Pete Davidson. I love the guy. I think he's amazing. One of my favorite entertainers from a female perspective is Ariana Grande. I don't care about her music. I'll say that. This couple is awesome, and I think that you're hating on it, and I'm very annoyed by that.
I am so blown away at your transparency and your fakeness.
Not at all.
You, Adam, wow. Under any other circumstance, first of all, what we have a problem with is their ridiculous desire for PDA, not in public, but SMPDA, social media public displays of affection.
Yeah, they're commenting on each other's photos.
All it's adorable. The time.
It is adorable,
Adam,
Ryan.
You are so. There are listeners out there that have been listening to you for years, and they know as well as I do that in any other circumstance of people being lovey-dovey and, oh, I love you, baby. And it's like, I love you, baby. And it's like, oh, no, but I love you more, though. And it's like that. It's like the back and forth. It's endless. In no way is this cute.
She posted a very hot picture of herself, and she said, love you. And then he responded in the comments. He dropped into the comments and said, love you more.
Yeah, how beautiful is that? How cute is that? You really, it's you great. Like that?
I hate, Chrissy? I hate to do this, but I have to side with Ryan because...
And why do you hate siding with me?
No, because...
I'm the voice of logic and reason. You're never going to see me flip-flop. I stay hating stuff. Just because two people I like are involved in some sort of, I'd still nonsense.
Because Pete Davidson's awesome.
Because I do root for love, but in my experience, when people post obnoxious things on social media about how happy they are in whatever capacity, it could be like a relationship or just, oh, everything's so great, I feel like it's like a facade, like exactly. They're trying to cover up that everything's not perfect.
You think that a couple who is engaged after 2 weeks, there's something wrong there, and there's something more beneath the surface? You are very skeptical.
Thank you.
I think that they are in love. It's one of the great love stories of our time, and I could not be happier for them.
You are disgustingly transparent.
I think this is awesome.
I love your attitude, and I just think that there has to be something wrong,
You know damn well that in any other circumstance, if there were anybody, celebrities, athletes, two of Adam's best friends, it could be Adam's very best friend and a fiance that he absolutely loves. Like, the perfect match made in heaven, and they make Adam's life better. He would still be disgusted at their outpouring of public display and affection on social media. It's transparent.
You see how
it's
hot
fake.
The picture of her was?
Yeah, she's hot, and Pete Davidson is awesome. He's hilarious. I love Pete. You are both fans. But you are fake. You are fake as hell, Adam.
I went to see Pete Davidson stand up in New York. I'm a fan of his stand up.
Did he roast you?
No.
For wearing your hat backwards?
No. Chrissy's distracting me because she has the picture. It's great. I have it on mine too.
I saw his eyes literally glaze over.
She's fantastic.
He was like, he literally was going to say something. It was just like a stop in his consciousness. And he was just like, oh, hello. How are you doing?
I'm also thinking of Pete Davidson roast jokes, which are amazing. If you've never seen him on a roast, go check that out. But I say, you know what? Love is in the air for them. I am happy for them. I don't know why Ryan's being so cynical.
Love bird, Adam Hill.
Number one.
All right, we'll do this on the other side. I've been promising Chrissy to bring in prom photos because everybody else,
oh my God,
I think on the staff did. I did it. Yay. Although I did not technically, could not find a prom photo. I did find a couple other dances, found some regular generic photos.
I'm so excited.
This is for her. So even though it turned into somehow my birthday show, I brought a gift for her.
Your 40th birthday show.
Oh, I'm so excited.
I'm not 40. I'm certainly not turning 40. It's absolutely fake news. We'll do that on the other side. We'll maybe even post them up on Twitter. I might allow it. I might not. We'll find out when we continue. Cofield & Company on a Friday.
Join the conversation on Twitter at ESPN Las Vegas.
Passing a big semi can be dangerous and deadly. So when you pass one, look for both its headlights in your mirror before you pull back in front. That's a safe distance for both of you. Big rigs need big room. Learn more at badgeonboard.com.
Hi friends, Dan the Laptop Man here from PC Laptops. I get a lot of emails with feedback from customers. Here's one. Dear Dan, I want to thank you for the help you gave my mom with her computer. She's gone from being frustrated to fascinated. I'm not overjoyed, though, that every picture of me that she has is now on Facebook. But she loves the computer and is happier than I've seen her in her whole life because of your team. You guys are the best. Signed, Happy. Dear Happy, in our company training meetings, we always teach everyone to treat every customer like they're your mom. At PC Laptops, we'll hold your hand every step of the way. Get a brand new PC Laptops desktop for just $799 with a lifetime warranty at any PC Laptops location. $799? You can't beat that. While supplies last, quantities are highly limited. Please visit us at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com. I know you'll be happy too. Hey, Ma!
Have you tried the Tackle app? Tackle is changing the way people get small jobs and chores done. It's simple and easy. Download the Tackle app, choose the chore you need completed, and Tackle will connect you with an approved provider who can tackle that chore. House cleaning, yard work, furniture assembly, and hauling off junk. Just a few of the things you can take off your to-do list. That's T-A-K-L. Download the Tackle app today. And you can turn your skills into dollar bills. For a limited time, Tackle Provider sign up is free in your area. Just visit Tackle.com and sign up today. Be your own boss. Choose your own schedule. Pick only the jobs you're willing to do. And most importantly, make money doing it. Join the thousands of people across America helping other people tackle their chores. Visit Tackle.com and become a Tackle Provider today. That's Tackle.com.
T-A-K-L.com.
Sign up today for a new William Hill Mobile Sports account and you can earn up to a $50 bonus. The William Hill Mobile Sports app allows you to bet on the go from any iPhone, iPad, or Android device from anywhere in Nevada. With the largest wagering menu, the mobile sports app features live in-play betting on football, baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and tennis. You can fund your mobile account at over 350 locations, including PT's, Sierra Gold, SG Bar, Sean Patrick's Pub, and 7-Elevens throughout Nevada. For more information, visit williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
Over the past few years, One Nevada has saved locals over $10 million in auto loan interest. If you have a high-rate auto loan, we may be able to lower your payment, shorten your term, or both. Apply online today or find a local branch at onenevada.org.
One Nevada Credit Union. Our one focus is you.
One Nevada is open to all Clark County residents. Federally insured by the NCUA Equal Opportunity Lender.
I'm Attorney Glenn Lerner. You wouldn't wait to call the doctor if your child were sick, and you wouldn't wait to call the police if your house was being robbed. So why would you wait to call an attorney after you've been hurt in a car wreck? We have a team of lawyers and a network of experts who can begin working on your case the moment you call. The faster you call us, the faster we can get you all the money you deserve. Hurt in a wreck and need a check? Make one call, that's all, to 877-1500.
Glenn Lerner is the way to go. Call 877-1500.
Hey, it's Cliff and Darlene from MJ Christensen Diamonds.
We just wanted to share our gratitude and pride in how our city has truly come together in recent months.
Las Vegas is our home, and to now witness the unity of a city that suffered such devastation and yet has risen as one is something we cherish.
This is truly a special time, seeing strangers embrace and feeling the strong sense of community. It's magical.
And so, from our family at MJ Christensen to yours, let us celebrate this moment like no other in our proud history.
MJ Christensen, Vegas born, Vegas strong.
Your time is important to you, so it is important to us, too. As a business owner, you want to spend your time focused on growing your business, not on dealing with red tape. You can safely leave that to us. At Pro Group Management, we focus on ensuring that you have the best workers' comp plan for your business. Our team of experts keeps up on all the regulatory issues and compliance updates, so you can spend your time growing your business. For self-insured groups, Pro Group Management is the leader in providing Nevada's businesses with reliable, quality workers' comp programs. And we have the awards to prove it. Find out how to have Pro Group Management work for you. Visit our website at pgmnv.com to receive a free cost savings analysis now. That's pgmnv.com or call our Las Vegas office at 702-740-4380. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Every Friday during basketball season, join us from 6 till 7 p.m. for the William Hill Radio Show, hosted by Paulie Howard, live from the Silver Sevens Casino. He'll break down all the weekend action, including who bettors are backing the most. After the show, make the William Hill Race and Sportsbook at Silver Sevens your home for betting with great food and drink specials, plus continuous live in-play wagering. For all the details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
News 3, live at 11.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus, breaking news that matters to you.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Janison. At 11, I'll have your updated forecast to help you plan out your next 7 days. That's why News 3 is your weather authority.
Watch News 3 live at 11 with Jim Snyder and Marie Mortera, the news station leading the way in Las Vegas.
Start your day with News 3 today, giving you traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. Tom and Jeff have live reports from Sky 3 and travel time so you get to work on time. And Kelly lets you know if you'll need sunblock or a raincoat. Plus, Kim and Dana Wagner bring you breaking overnight news and the top local and national stories of the day. Start your day with traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. News 3 today from 4 to 7.
Stop by Lowe's for great buys to keep your lawn and garden in shape all summer. Step up to maximum power with a Kobalt 80-volt max lithium-ion cordless trimmer or blower, now $179 each. Keep your garden growing strong with Stay Green Garden Soil in 1-cubic-foot bags, now just $4 for $10. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/27. Stay Green offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. See store for details.
In Las Vegas, we're always looking for a sure bet. Well, it's a sure bet that if you have worn tires, the Vegas heat is not going to be your friend this summer. And that is not a gamble you want to take. So before you get hot under the collar, get Smart Tires. Only Smart Tires can offer you four brand new, brand name tires. Goodyear, Michelin, Goodrich. For as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. And unlike other places that nickel and dime you worse than a slot machine, Smart Tires includes mounting, balancing, and installation of your name brand tires. Still as little as $29 every 2 weeks. Still no credit check. You can do the whole thing online. Just get on smarttires.com. In one place, you can browse your tires, do your paperwork, even pay online. Then stop in and see the experts at Smart Tires and drive out ready for summer with four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks and no credit check. Don't make a losing bet on those worn tires. Call 739-TIRE today. Or even easier, jump on the website smarttires.com.
Time for a new car? Visit Finley True North Honda and Volkswagen, located in the Northwest at Centennial Hills. Get the Finley price, service, and savings at Finley True North Volkswagen and Finley True North Honda, located in the Northwest at Centennial Hills.
Now, back to Cofield and Company.
Young back on the field, and he's round the goalkeeper, and he'll get there first! Chesney furious with Krikoviak, and Niang, who'd just been called back on by the referee, gets a second goal of the game for Senegal, and they have a little bit of daylight now between themselves and Poland.
Choosing your battles, pick yourself up and dust yourself off and back in the saddle. You're on the front.
Good stuff, good music. Enjoyable.
You know it's serious, we're getting closer.
Nice. This isn't over. Not quite Montel Jordan from earlier, we'll take it.
Well, I mean, we're all wearing glow sticks.
Cofield and Company on this Friday. No Steve Cofield, Adam Hill, Ryan McKinnell. In here with you, getting you ready for the weekend.
And your birthday, Adam Hill. Happy Friday.
My birthday. And it's gift time. So I did promise Chrissy, she was doing a collection of prom photos not too long ago.
I remember.
I had no idea where mine were.
I have none. I never went to a dance.
Okay. Well, there you go. Yesterday, I was actually taking trash out to the garage, and I saw a box, and I was like, I don't remember what's in that box. I have boxes in my garage from when I moved like 8 years ago, and I haven't looked in some of them, which says a lot about why I need any of the boxes. But I was like, you know what? I think that there's some stuff in that box that I haven't seen in a while. I don't even know what's in it. I'm going to check it out. And lo and behold, there was old photos in there.
Oh my God!
So the first thing that I found in there was actually a friend of the show who's right across the hall from us right now, Gooch from Comp 92.3. We've talked about this before, but we were friends in high school, actually roommates in college. Although he wasn't going to college, which is weird.
He got that college experience.
we were roommates in college, friends in high school. And for some reason, I had one of his prom photos, so I showed that to Chrissy earlier. I think he was like 38 pounds.
Was he actually your roommate, or was he just like chilling on the futon the majority of the time?
Well,
like,
I didn't live on campus.
Okay.
So, I mean, yeah, we were roommates, but it was, you know, we had another person there, too. It was quite a place.
So he got all the benefits of college without actually having to like put up with the nonsense of college.
Yeah, I guess you could look at it that
Sick.
Way.
Sick.
And then as I continued to dig through the box, I found some old photos for Chris so I'd bring them in. It's for everyone.
I was going to say, it's for me, too, because I haven't seen these. Yeah.
I would say, listen, there's the dance photos are not that bad. They're pretty, like, standard, hey, it's high school dance things. I did find one pretty embarrassing look from back in the day.
It can't be worse than your, like, Chuck Norris, like, hitman, greasy mullet that I saw from like 10 years ago.
That was a good look.
You liked that look?
That was a good look. No, of course it was terrible.
I mean, I liked it because, I mean, obviously I liked it. It gives me more ammo to go against you. But yeah, luckily I think I burned all my old photos. So I'm in clear. I'll just sit here and make fun of you for the next
one.
So
we will post them on Twitter, but I'm gonna get Chrissy's reaction to some of these, and then we'll pass them around and we'll post them on Twitter. We just posted, who do we have up there? Cofield?
We
have yours.
Mine and Seidel.
Yours and Seidel's are up there now. We'll throw Gucci's up there for one.
Yes.
And then throw some of mine. But you want to go formal homecoming or very informal Sadie Hawkins dance first?
Let's start.
And by the way, can I also say, I've said this before, I think, every single photo that I found was a couple photo. I found six of them. I was I realized how very unindependent I was. I was not independent at all, high school and college. It was a very long relationship, so no individuality at all. So it's going to be the same person in every photo with me, but that's
I'm
okay.
I'm so excited. Okay, let's go formal first.
All right, so homecoming from senior year. That's the photo there. And now they've been locked up in boxes for a while.
God, so he looks normal.
What a scuffed stud! Up.
Oh, yeah. Yes, very, very,
oh
very solid photo.
Goodness. This is the best thing.
I can't even make fun of him. I'm just jealous of his hairline.
That's
his hairline
impressive.
Is on point. And your date is beautiful. Well done, sir.
Exclamation point / question mark?
Yeah, that's good. So then we have the informal, and again, I know that this is visual, so you guys don't see it, but you'll see it on Twitter in just a few moments. There's the informal Sadie's photo. That's just a normal.
Oh my gosh.
It's not bad.
You guys are so cute with your matching outfits.
That's the point of Sadie Hawkins dance. That's what you do. You do the matching outfits.
Again.
You look
what
like
a
you're going,
stud.
You look like you're going duck hunting.
I love it.
I don't know what you do when you go duck hunting.
Wait, I'm confused. How is that a dance? You look.
It's a very informal dance. Sadie, you guys didn't have Sadie Hawkins dance at your school?
I feel like
the
did.
The girl
yeah.
asks the guy, and then you wear like a matching outfit.
Okay. Okay.
And if you could guess from that, I actually worked at a local retail store here in town, and all of the clothes came from that store.
That's American Eagle.
No.
That's not American Eagle? Columbia?
That's actually Reebok.
What?
It's all Reebok. The hat, the jacket, everything.
Oh. Okay. What's in the background there? Is that Michigan?
No, that's here in town.
Oh, it's a fake background.
Yeah, it's a fake backdrop that you do at dances.
Okay.
Oh, all right, so now we're going to get... Now we'll get to some more embarrassing
looks.
I
can't take my eyes off this like you with Ariana Grande, but just for totally different
yes.
reasons.
So the last two that I will bore everyone with on Twitter in a few minutes.
Damn, man.
This would be...
Tripping me out.
This is a bit of... I think I was trying to go thug look a little bit. I think I was trying to look a little tough. It was Halloween, I can tell from that. I wasn't going to dress up, but there... That's the thugged out version of young me with the with the gold chain and the weird sweater.
Oh my god.
That's yeah.
This is the best. Oh my god. So he's so gangsta.
Yeah, I was trying to be. I certainly was not. That was an attempt at it.
You look like the third Diaz brother who works at Chick-fil-A.
Well, that was what I was going for. I was certainly going for a Diaz look.
Brett Sicknick absolutely agrees with my assessment of that. Is Adam, out of all the photos I've seen of you, that is easily my favorite.
For sure.
That beats the greasy mullet from 10 years ago by a mile.
So I saved this one, and I'll first say that I did find this in a heart-shaped frame in a box, so it is cut into the shape. I didn't do it. This is not me. This was her. Clearly, but it wasn't a frame, so that's why it is shaped like this.
Yo, this is my favorite show ever. We have glow sticks on. We're celebrating Adam's 40th birthday. He went to bat for social media, public displays of affection, and now we have pictures. This is my birthday.
And again,
screw this being your birthday. This is our birthday.
Again, we do realize that we're talking about photos, and nobody's gonna see them. You will see them on Twitter in a few minutes here. We'll post them up.
The third Diaz brother who works at Chick-fil-A is pretty self-explanatory.
This is the worst one. I didn't want to bring this one in. Because
why?
I was going for... I don't know what I was going for at the time. We don't know what it is.
This is the best tease!
But I'm wearing a...
It's so good. I'm over by Chrissy because I have to see it first.
I guess this was... Like, in that last photo, I was experimenting with a goatee look, I guess, a little bit. This one, I was going for some sort of a mustache look. I don't know what.
Oh, my God.
It's very thin. And I was wearing a Nike Kangol cap backward. That was my look, apparently.
Oh, my God. This tease,
so,
you are killing. This tease is too good.
There you
Heart-shaped photo.
I mean, that was just a mess. Just a complete mess.
I am in love with this. This is my new background for my cell phone.
It's like chunky Tarantino, but from 96 in a heart-shaped photo. I'm done. I'm never doing. I'm out.
This is just fantastic.
It's not fantastic.
My time
it's
on Cofield and Company has been wonderful. I thank you all. Chrissy,
Shaw,
Breadstick, Nick, Cofield, you've been awesome. Adam, you can't get any better. I'm done. I'm good. See you later, guys. Love you, Las Vegas. Have a good weekend.
Oh, I am so happy.
I don't... First of all, the first reaction I had today was getting angry at the girl that's in the photos for why would she possibly put up with me for so long. That was a mess. But yes, you will see some of those photos in just a few minutes. We'll post them up on Twitter.
Oh my God.
And that was my gift to Chrissy for my birthday, I guess, because she's been asking for it for a while.
Thank you.
Now it's about to go out to Twitter. You're going to be celebrating with everybody.
Yeah, that's good. Can't wait to find out this reaction. That'll be fun. We'll try to regroup. We'll get those posted on Twitter. You can see them. We'll come back, close things out for the week with Grab Bag.
Hit up Cofield and Company on Facebook, like ESPN Las Vegas.
The best time to see a Kia is during Kia America's Best Value Summer event going on now at Findlay Kia. Come in and enjoy our great selection, great prices, and no-hassle sales experience. Come see a Kia. Findlay Kia on Sahara, just west of Decatur. Findlay Kia.
Your time is important to you, so it is important to us, too. As a business owner, you want to spend your time focused on growing your business, not on dealing with red tape. You can safely leave that to us. At Pro Group Management, we focus on ensuring that you have the best workers' comp plan for your business. Our team of experts keeps up on all the regulatory issues and compliance updates so you can spend your time growing your business. For self-insured groups, Pro Group Management is the leader in providing Nevada's businesses with reliable, quality workers' comp programs. And we have the awards to prove it. Find out how to have Pro Group Management work for you. Visit our website at pgmnv.com to receive a free cost savings analysis now. That's pgmnv.com or call our Las Vegas office at 702-740-4380. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Every Friday during basketball season, join us from 6 till 7 p.m. for the William Hill Radio Show, hosted by Pauly Howard, live from the Silver Sevens Casino. He'll break down all the weekend action, including who bettors are backing the most. After the show, make the William Hill Racing Sportsbook at Silver Sevens your home for betting, with great food and drink specials, plus continuous live in-play wagering. For all the details, go to williamhill.us. That's williamhill.us. William Hill, the home of betting.
So, how'd you sleep last night? If you can't answer like a baby, Dave, then you really, really, really need to come see me. Hi, I'm Dave Mizrahi, owner of Best Mattress, and I can get you a peaceful, relaxing night's sleep for a whole lot less than you think. Right now, during our 4th of July sale, get your choice of a Beautyrest Plush or a Serta Perfect Sleeper Memory Foam Queen Mattress for just $3.99. Yeah, I thought you'd like that. Shop Best Mattress today, home with a 120-day guarantee. Sleep easy, friends.
It's a 51's Friday home game, which means a phenomenal post-game fireworks show presented by Findlay Toyota. Then on Saturday, be one of the first 2,500 fans through the gates and receive a 51's jersey presented by Nevada Department of Wildlife. Help us beat Reno this weekend. Gates open at 6 with the first pitch at 7:05. Get your tickets today at lv51.com.
Hey, homeowners, listen up. Interest rates are rising, and experts agree they'll continue to rise. So you need to seriously think about refinancing now before rates go up more. The longer you wait, the more interest you might pay. So if you even thought about pulling cash out of the equity in your home to pay off credit cards, car loans, or purchase an investment property, you need to make the cash call now at 855-875-CASH before mortgage rates rise anymore. Cash Call Mortgage can still refinance your loan at a low fixed interest rate for a flat fee of just $995, and we'll pay all third-party closing costs. Call 855-875-CASH today to begin the quick and easy process. We close most loans in less than 21 days to get you the cash you need fast. That's 855-875-CASH.
First Mortgages, Impact Mortgage Corp., DBA Cash Call Mortgage, One City Boulevard, Orange, California, 92868, NMLS, 128231. Equal housing lender, not licensed in all states, including New York. Call 855-657-9910 for licensing, terms, conditions, and restrictions.
That's 855-875-CASH.
News 3, live at 11.
I'm Jim Snyder.
And I'm Marie Mortera. We want to thank you for making News 3 your number one choice for news.
Every weeknight at 11, you can count on us to have the big story of the day.
Plus, breaking news that matters to you.
I'm meteorologist Kevin Janison. At 11, I'll have your updated forecast to help you plan out your next 7 days. That's why News 3 is your weather authority.
Watch News 3 live at 11 with Jim Snyder and Marie Mortera, the news station leading the way in Las Vegas.
Start your day with News 3 today, giving you traffic and weather together every every 10 minutes. Tom and Jeff have live reports from Sky 3 and travel time so you get to work on time. And Kelly lets you know if you'll need sunblock or a raincoat. Plus, Kim and Dana Wagner bring you breaking overnight news and the top local and national stories of the day. Start your day with traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. News 3 Today from 4 to 7.
In Las Vegas, we're always looking for a sure bet. Well, it's a sure bet that if you have worn tires, the Vegas heat is not going to be your friend this summer. And that is not a gamble you want to take. So before you get hot under the collar, get Smart Tires. Only Smart Tires can offer you four brand new, brand name tires. Goodyear, Michelin, Goodrich. For as little as $29 every 2 weeks with no credit check. And unlike other places that nickel and dime you worse than a slot machine, Smart Tires includes mounting, balancing, and installation of your name brand tires. Still as little as $29 every 2 weeks. Still no credit check. You can do the whole thing online. Just get on smarttires.com. In one place, you can browse your tires, do your paperwork, even pay online. Then stop in and see the experts at Smart Tires and drive out ready for summer with four brand new brand name tires for as little as $29 every 2 weeks and no credit check. Don't make a losing bet on those worn tires. Call 739-TIRE today. Or even easier, jump on the website smarttires.com.
Breaking news, men. A 2016 clinical trial on controversial natural male enhancement pill known as Red Forterra shows significant improvement in performance and pleasure, enhancing both size and virility. Men, you will be bigger. This trial reveals this new miracle sex pill works on demand. No more waiting, no more wondering, just powerful results. Spouses of the test subjects verified the statistical improvements in their husband's performance and their own resulting sexual satisfaction, noting significant increases after just one pill. Clinical trial data suggests significant improvement in sexual satisfaction and sexual desire in both partners. The science is clear. Better virility, bigger size, more satisfaction with Red Forterra.
Men, you will be bigger. You only need to take Red once to see what all the fuss is about. Let us prove it. Call now to get one free pill free while supplies last. Call 1-800-593-5174. 1-800-593-5174. That's 1-800-593-5174.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts GROW to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text GROW to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. GROW to 85850.
It's Cofield and Company's.
You want it? Check it out.
Grab bag.
Smells like fish in here.
Hey, don't touch that. That's nothing to play with, man.
On ESPN 1100, 100.9 FM.
Stick your hand in there, dude.
All right, photos are posted. So you can go make your comments about me. I mean, the word me trying to be a thug at that age is just ridiculous. Now that I look back, I don't know what I was trying to pull off there. Yesterday, we had a challenge laid out on this show. I'm going to give somebody the chance to back down now. You weren't here, Ryan. You didn't get to experience this. But our friend Kevin E. Martin from Channel 8.
I caught up on Twitter.
She's a very good basketball player, and she challenged Bill Laimbeer to a game of horse. It's going to air Monday night, so check that out. But she put one shot out there. She put, you know, a couple dribbles to the left, pull-up jumper. Very smooth. Very smooth. Although Laimbeer hit the same shot. Although, we'll say, Laimbeer just did a set shot. He didn't do the dribble into it. I think you're supposed to do the entire move in a horse match.
You are.
That's how it rolls.
If you're being technically, you know, sound. If you're sticking to the...
I mean, she took two dribbles to the left, pulled up, and hit a jumper, and he just did a set shot. It's not the same thing. But either way.
Well, you do have to call it. Did she call it? Did she say two steps?
That's fair. I would say you just do it.
No, you got to call it. You got to be very specific. Like, you got to call bank. If you're in a bank, you got to call bank.
Okay. Well, Lambert made the shot. She made the shot. We'll get to find out how it turned out. But I will say, just from watching 5 seconds, she's going to destroy Chrissy, and Chrissy challenged her to a game of one-on-one.
Chrissy.
I think it would be a lot of fun to showcase our skills.
Chrissy, you're not going to be showcased. The only one that I think is going to be showcased is you catching an L in the worst of ways.
Chrissy. She is a phenomenal athlete. I will give her that. I did do my research and watched some of the Lambeer stuff.
We have that clip. We also have the fact that she played college basketball.
Yep.
Chrissy. And you attended Coach K camp.
Not one. Three.
Okay.
And she's a tad taller than me.
Yes.
But I know how to create space.
Okay.
And I...
Clearly, by those hand motions you just showed,
I
feel very confident in your game planning skills.
I mean, I've only been kicked out of, like, 3 games for technical fouls. Okay. And
are you gonna go first
thing she's gonna do is go up and stick Cavani right in the face, take her first tee right off the bat, give her a black eye, maybe bust her nose, and then see how she can play with some injuries and some adversity. Let's see how you deal with that.
I think it would be a lot of fun, and I'm not backing down. I really can ball. I might not be
you have the lingo down,
like a Martin baller, but I
she, like, flails her arms. I can ball.
Did you say you're not quite?
No, I'm not like Martin level baller.
You saying like her or like the Martin twins?
All three.
Okay. You're not Cody, quite Caleb and Cody.
Chrissy.
Okay. This is a really bad idea. Now, this is the chance right here. Either you can double down and say you want to do this, it want to happen, or you can say, you know what, maybe I spoke a little too
soon. Maybe I overran my headlights.
This is your last chance. This is your chance to say, maybe I overreacted, or we can push forward and we can try to make it happen.
My advice, Chrissy, just stick to defending OJ. You have a much better chance at that than you do at taking down Miss Martin.
My Jordans are signed by Elton Brand, Shane Battier.
I'm loving Rojo, the logic that she's. I've only been throwing.
Trajan
out
Langdon,
games.
Coach K.
So do they?
You can't lose.
Do they transfer their power into your? Into your shoes through into their power.
Are you going to wear the autograph shoes when you ball?
I think I have to. I can't step down.
Well, actually, you can. You can. Kind of what we're doing.
This is
here.
Your chance.
Admitting that we're telling you run your headlights. And
we'll go one step further. Back down right now.
Please.
This is the time. Back down.
Back down. Don't, Chrissy.
Because if we go too far,
it's all bad.
This is going to end badly.
It's like the Kimmel and Ted Cruz situation. If they were both you, or if you were both of them, or they teamed up to play Michael Jordan.
The game's not going to last. That was a 2-hour game. If you guys play to 11, it'll be like a 4-minute game.
That's true. I guess plus side, it'll be over soon. It'll be like ripping off.
You don't
off
have to worry about conditioning.
Wow, you guys have just a lot of faith in me. I appreciate it. But
Chrissy,
hey, no. worst case scenario, I'm the Kimmel.
So you lose. That's the worst. I think the worst. You could lose 11-0.
Yeah, that would be the worst.
You only lost 11-9.
I can't get negative points.
Okay. Go find a park this weekend.
I'll practice.
Just do the same thing she did. We saw the clip yesterday. It was solid. 2 dribbles to the left, kind of pull up, hit the jumper.
Shoot the J.
Oh, no. She just mimicked a jump shot.
Shoot it.
All right. So okay. I guess we're going to push forward with this. We're going to make this happen at some point. She said she was down. Now Chrissy is saying she's down. We're going to have to make this happen. And I don't know why. It's going to be humiliating, but we're going to do it.
Billy Madison.
But you guys will support
game. I'm not sure.
One side.
You. No, I like winners.
I also like seeing delusional people put in their place. So
thank you.
But you know what? I will say this, Chrissy. It's 2018, and logic and reason has not prevailed for the first half of this year. So on that sense, you have a chance.
Thank you.
You have a chance to capitalize on the absurdity that is 2018.
I appreciate it. Brett Stignick's doing like a hard like hard pass. He's like, yeah, I don't think
not,
so.
He's not going to support you.
No, we all feel the way that Brett Stick looks.
Hey, Young Schwab can. Young Schwab supports me.
I don't think he's going to support you.
No one's on
you've got nobody on your side.
No one is on Team Chrissy.
I think Chrissy is like the shark that's baiting you guys at pool, you know, acts like she doesn't know the game. Oh, is this how you hit the ball?
Regular.
And then boom,
regular
11.
Fast,
oh,
regular fast Eddie Felsen here.
That's right.
She's like Muggsy Bogues, all right?
I am Muggsy Bogues.
All right, the handle.
All right.
She's going to pull up. I got faith, all right? Please don't let me down.
While you're on, is there anybody you want to call out? Do you want to play anybody? And Young Schwab, are you challenging anybody to a one-on-one game?
I'll challenge you to a one-on-one. You're more my. We're on the same level here. Right. I'm not athletic at all. No basketball.
Look at that.
But I know my
limits.
I feel
like you're making assumptions. I think it would probably end badly for you. You're going to be closer to me than Chrissy is.
Yes.
To
I think we could all agree on that. Yeah.
Yeah, I think
Doug's got a better chance of beating you. Yep.
I have a little faith. All right.
Okay.
Thank
we'll
you.
See. We're going to make this happen.
Chrissy's logic with this was literally, I can't get negative points. Like, that is her that is her positive, her takeaway from this.
11-0 is the worst she could do.
I can't be like, you know, can't be a negative 11, negative 2.
We'll try to make this happen, although it might end up like most things where we try to make it happen. We try to have challenges that play out. Me and RJ have been waiting for like 3 years for a 3-point shootout.
Well, listen, Cavani seemed into it. She said, Adam Hill, please make this happen. So we have two willing parties. It's just a matter of space, time, and opportunity. Let's go.
I think we can find a court. I think we'll figure that out. We'll do it. We'll make this happen. Maybe like a whole series of one-on-one games.
Yeah.
Between people that are associated
Cofield
with the show.
Cofield versus RJ.
No, Cofield against Ryan.
Yeah.
RJ, oh, yeah.
I have to have a shootout with Ryan.
We'll have a tournament.
Yeah, it's good. But
I'm totally down. I'm not going to do it in the middle of summer. We'll have to wait till October.
This is going
to
be like
inside.
Like all the tourists are going to be wanting to come see
us. I actually like Sunset Park. That's my spot, so we can go out there.
All right. NHL draft in full effect. Vegas not picking until the end of the second round, but certainly keep your eye on that. See if there's any deals that come away from it. Follow Twitter. The photos we discussed are up on Twitter right now, so go check those out. We will talk to you later. I'm out of here. I'm on vacation. Ryan will be in for the next couple of days. Steve Cofield back on Wednesday. Enjoy your weekend. We will talk to you guys soon.